A little still, quiet transition into the meditation. So we'll be starting in a couple of minutes. And we'll be having the same format for all these early mornings, where we'll be saluting the three jewels. Might do just a little bit of settling us in. We'll have the Rumi poem and then an unled open sit, but with bells for those who find them helpful. And I just thought it would be nice just to have that repetition of the poem, just let it be there, respond to it however you will. So if you'd like to just get yourself ready, we're going to start in a minute. Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Dhammaya.
Namo Dhammaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Nama.
Namo Nama.
Om.
Om.
Ah.
Ah.
Om.
Om.
So we've all been arriving. Into this shared meditation space. Maybe there's also been a sense of arriving, reconnecting with ourselves, bodies. Just bringing awareness, a mental, emotional state, what we're bringing to this meditation today. So really having that sense of settling into your posture. The posture holding your practice, meditating with your body, not just your mind. Perhaps remembering Amanda was suggesting about the posture. Affirming our place in the world, our sense of belonging. So not just feeling that connection with the earth physically, but also in your imagination. Just checking out how it feels sitting in your meditation posture right now, the shape of your body, the weight of your body. Connection to the earth, being held and supported by the ground, cushion or chair you're sitting on. Part of your body, stable base. And the upper part of your body just rising up towards the sky. Tuning into the breath. So breathe in, breathe out. Breathing with awareness. Breathing in, knowing you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing you're breathing out. Feeling the breath in your body. Your breathing body. Remembering that the breath keeps us embodied. The breath and the body are not separate, so if you're aware of the breath, you're also aware of the body. And just remaining sensitive to the body, aware of your breathing, without the practice. Again, on ring bells for possible five stages. Ignore them if you're doing more of an open sit. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I will meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to speak of. Ideas, language, even the notion one another makes no sense. Spend your own time ending the meditation. And seeing if you can create a little bit of transition or space as you end the meditation and go on to whatever you're doing next. Just leaving when it feels right.